Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mann with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
And good evening, I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to another edition of Ours to Protect, continuing our weekly series towards helping to create a more sustainable and greener future and present. This week we'll be joined by Sinead McCoy, Coastal Communities Manager from Onthashka, to tell us all about clean coasts, taking care of our beaches and our marine life. But first, how much of a priority is that for you? Well, we sent our reporter Max Kane to find out.
Last time I was at Tremor, I saw a lot of cans and cigarette butts.
Would you ever think about cleaning up after them?
No. Bystander effect kicks in and I'm like, yeah, someone else will do it. So I'm aware that I'm part of the problem.
Well, I do this thing where I pick up like rubbish. It was like on the beach in Wicklow. It's like a club I did.
Beach tidying and stuff like that. Do you think that that's a good idea?
I think that is a good idea, but I've also never once seen anyone ever do that.
Well, he obviously is not spending enough time on the beach, because there's some incredible work being done. And we're joined this week on Ours to Protect by Sinead McCoy, Coastal Communities Manager from Onthashka, to tell us all about clean coasts and the work that they do. Sinead, thank you for joining us this week. Before we find out about the work that you do, can you give us an overview on Clean Coasts and what exactly it is?
Yes, of course. So Clean Coasts has been running for 20 years. It's a network of community groups that work along the coast in Ireland. So it was set up in 2003. And then over the number of years, it's expanded to be groups all across Ireland. Currently, there's over 2,000 community groups and schools and groups of friends that have set up to are registered with Clean Coasts and adopted their local beach. And I suppose what we do within Clean Coasts program is, for all those 2,000 groups, we provide them with beach clean kits. We also provide them environmental education activities, information, and we also then just try to support them in any way that we can in terms of projects that they're currently working on.
Now, I was reading there, Sinead, that you celebrated your 20th anniversary in June with a big clean up, and that you collected almost 5 tons of litter on Dublin beaches, which to me sounds an awful lot. I would have thought that by now we would be a little bit more cognizant and a little bit more responsible in how we dispose of our litter. This fact suggests that that's not the case, but maybe in your experience, we are actually getting better.
I think we are. For us, what we're seeing is a huge number of people coming to join the Clean Coasts program. So I kind of very much find it uplifting. But when we talk about 5 tons of litter coming off Dublin beaches, that is a large amount, you're right. But we're dealing with a massive historical issue of waste and single-use plastic being produced over the past 50, 60 years that are in our seas and in our natural environment. And also the amount of, I suppose, single-use items and waste that's generated in the community world that we live in is increasing every year. So even when people are putting it in the bin, when people are recycling the product, there's always more and more opportunity for mistakes to be made and for it to find its way into our rivers and out to sea. So that's, I suppose, part of the issue as well. It's not just that everyone's out littering beaches. And we actually do think you're right. People are a little bit more conscious, a bit more aware, and I think the vast majority of the population will be horrified to see someone litter directly on a beach. But there is still litter washing up in our shoreline, dropped in a town, caught on the wind, and it's just weird out to sea.
We just heard from a Vox Pop that our reporter Max Kane went out and put together, that somebody said that, you know, when they see litter on the beach, they think it's someone else's responsibility to go and pick it up. I mean, how do you address that? How do you change that thinking?
It's hard when we talk about changing that thinking. Like, I suppose it's changing the social norm. Changing that thinking is incredibly difficult. But as we all sort of go out and we all sort of start to make a bit more of a conscious effort and conscious change, we would start to, like, together change what's acceptable on a beach. We don't expect everyone to go out and do beach cleaning. There's no silver bullet for solution to marine litter on the beach. There's many people doing many different things. Many of our groups that go out don't see it as this heavy labour. You know, it's
Yeah.
It's a day that they come together. It's not necessarily the next person's problem. I think that is starting to change more and more so.
Well, if anybody wants to join a group in Dublin, I'm not quite sure how often these groups meet. I would assume it's fairly regularly. But where would they go to find more information and perhaps to sign up?
So if you go on to the Clean Coast website, cleancoast.org, there's a registration page there. And the Clean Coast itself is running all year round. So you can register there. You can make a note in it that you'd like to put in touch with a group that's already in Dublin, or you can set up your own group. And then our local region officer will get in touch with you and chat through what advice you give for that region.
Okay, lovely. Sounds like a wonderful idea. Sinead, it's amazing the work that's been done so far, and congratulations on what you have achieved so far and the message that you're trying to get out there. And I wish you continued success for the future. Sinead McCoy, Coastal Communities Manager at Ontashka, thank you for joining us this week.
Thank you.
Thank you to Sinead. Thank you for listening as well. And that wraps up this week's edition of Ours to Protect. Remember, if you missed any of our previous editions, you can listen back right now at sunshineradio.ie and at ourstoprotect.ie. And indeed, if you want to find out more about the Ours to Protect initiative, all that information is on the Sunshine website and again at ourstoprotect.ie as well. I'm Carol Dooley. Thanks for joining me. And I look forward to another edition just after 7 next Monday evening.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashoon na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.